All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome inside a live Rapid Reacts following the Ale Open as we are getting towards the finish of the European swing. The FPO field is done, and they are going to start making their way back over to the United States. Maybe there's is there a direct flight? Does Delta fly Salt Lake to Stockholm nonstop? Probably not. But on their way to Salt Lake for the U.S. Women's Championship, not this weekend, but the following. And we got a fantastic tournament once again. Beautiful course. Already seen some spectator reports coming in. Seems like just a tremendous place to go and watch disc golf get played. And I'm looking forward to seeing the European Open here. Is it next year? I think it's next year. So this is a nice opportunity for them to have kind of like a Elite Series, a bigger one with a fuller field to prep them to get ready for the major next year. Oh gosh, Casey hits us with a thing that I did not know, which is that the U.S. women's final round is during the World Cup final. That's tough. I'm not going to lie. That is very tough. Going to be a double screen situation. Honestly, I hope somebody's just locked it up so that we can all just watch the World Cup final. All right, let's talk about this tournament. First of all, Ricky Wysocki is your winner in MPO. Two-shot win over Calvin Heimberg and Cole Radalyn. After coming close to winning this tournament last year, he gets it done in 2026. And meanwhile, in FPO, Evelina freaking Salonen by 15 over Holland Handley and Julia Forsch. And, you know, look, Silva wasn't in the field, but update the chart, folks. Best player in the world right now. I mean, it's hard not to feel like if we continue to see this level from Evelina, that we will be calling her the best player at the end of the season. I'm telling you, I'm sticking with Silva, but this was a unbelievable. I mean, it's been an incredible stretch of disc golf, period, for Evelina. European Open first, second at the Swedish, and then this absolute domination. I mean, like record setting stuff. 10.27 event rating. Where are we in the all time stats on this? That's ridiculous. I mean, she comes into the final round today and it's like, it's probably over. You know, she's got 8-shot lead on Missy. But you're like, you know, maybe if there is a player who's literally given away leads like that, it is Evelina. But we're in a new era, folks. Not only does she comfortably win, she birdies the first 9 holes in the final round to more than slam the door shut. I mean, this is the most dominant win we've seen since maybe Kristen Latt European Open 2023. That's the one that comes to mind for me. I don't know if that's true by the numbers. There's probably something else Kristen did at some point where it was domination like this, but holy crap, absolutely stomps everybody out. And 10.27 event rating is going to be top 5 all time. It's got to be. I mean, we got some stats from Josiah. Where is that? Is it in live disc golf? I'm going to have to hunt for it. Maybe it's an FPO. Give me one sec here. Okay, here it is. I'm just going to hit you with the stats. Josiah killing it. Evelina becomes the first FPO player to shoot a 10.20+ rated round for all rounds of a major elite series. It's not just that it was a high rating. It's that she did it every single round. It is the second best event rating of all time behind Owen's 10.29 at Austin. So there you go. Number 2. She was 3rd in the field in strokes gained putting. What? This is unprecedented. I bet that's never happened. I bet that's the first time that's ever happened. Evelina's 4th top 2 in her last 5 events, and she hasn't missed the top 7 since her first event of the year. All 3 of her Ale rounds are in her top 20 rounds of all time by rating. She has now shot 6 rounds above 10.20 in her past 3 events. She did it twice at European and once at Swedish, and then, of course, all 3 this weekend. The Finns continue to kill it. She beat second best in strokes gained tee to green by 8.7 strokes. Like, just what are we doing here? This is crazy. She's now solo ninth in career major and elite series wins, and she has now officially passed Holland Handley, who had 11. Her biggest margin of victory ever before at a major elite series was 5. My God. I mean, truly dominant. Lance said she netted 10-33 final round to tie Owen's all-time event rating and probably could have done it if she didn't lay up. Crazy. So, you know, what does this mean for Ev? I mean, like, you look at the stats on the weekend, she putted 90% from C1 and 80, make it 83% from C1X. She went 15% from C2. That's above respectable. That's good. Rob, did you not get a notification? This channel should notify everybody. Weird. I'll add everyone again just because. Maybe some people aren't getting it. That's really weird. Maybe you can toggle that or something in your settings. Apologies for those who didn't see a notification. I'll double tag in the future just in case. But, you know, look, it's hard to know what to say about this besides the fact that, like, if this is a new normal, you're looking at the new world number one, and I think you're looking at somebody who could, if she plays like this for 2 years straight, set the all-time rating record, surpassing Kristen. Dead serious. She was a better thrower than Kristen in Kristen's prime. Kristen was just more consistent and obviously a much better putter. Now, again, it has to be literally years of this level for that to have become to reality, but it's pretty exciting to see an Evelina who is confidently putting from circle one. I mean, I've literally waited a decade for this. A decade. I thought this day would never come. And we saw glimpses, but this is probably the most sustained quality putting we've ever seen from Evelina. And not like league average, which is enough for her to win, but outright excellence. I mean, she could have gone minus 5 strokes gained putting and still won this tournament by 5 shots. Lance says, damn it, do I need to make a GOAT certificate too? Paige is GOAT until proven otherwise, folks. I don't want to hear anybody talking to me about Kristen GOAT. Ridiculous. Obviously, Julia Forsh continuing to be extremely promising. Holland had the great round one and the terrible round two. I mean, what do we do? What is this? 12 down round one, 1 over round two. Come on. What is that? I don't know what's going on with Holland. Seems like she has these mid-season slumps every year. And it's hard to call a second place a slump, to be clear. But, like, again, there's like a bar to clear. Even if she plays amazing this whole tournament, she probably still doesn't win. Just to be clear. Like, I think Ev wins this against anybody. Put all the world's best in their prime. Put Kristen, prime Paige, prime Juliana Korver, prime Silva, everybody. Put them all in the field. Evelina wins. Rob points out that she said that Holland said she was going to take time off this year instead of playing everything in Europe, and yet she's still playing everything. You know, yeah. But if you're going to make the trip to Europe, you probably want to play all the Europe stuff, right? It's just like financially sensible. So I think I won't be shocked if Holland plays awesome at U.S. Women's and maybe wins. She needs a little reset, and I think having 2 weeks right now is going to be pretty nice for her. Anyway, tremendous stuff. Other players are kind of rounding into form. Missy's starting to look pretty good again. Didn't have her best round today, but still finishes top five. Ellie Mittling has been playing really well. Also didn't play great today. Kind of salvaged an under par round with some late birdies. After opening up, going, what, four over in the first four holes. And, you know, like, she's probably disappointed she didn't finish second. But, again, first place was not in question. Emily says, I'm nervous about people adjusting to the elevation for women's. Yeah, I mean, if players are smart, they're going to get there early and start learning how to throw their discs. You got to stable down and be prepared for very different flight action on your discs. Jessica Gerthy is here now and her roller discs aren't flipping up. Oh my gosh. Time to dig into the, you know, the Roadrunner wells or whatever. Like, you got to go find the flippiest stuff out there. All right, Ricky. What a performance today. Just pedal to the metal. Nonstop pressure. I mean, he was down three or four shots on hole six. He comes off the bogey at the fifth, and it's not looking great for Rick. And then he just is just crushing the rest of the way. I mean, what is it? It's nine of the next 10 holes, birdie. He misses 16. But then gets 17. He hits the monster putt at the 13th while we're hearing a Gannon interview. That was brutal. I'm sure Esa-Pekka was like seething to tie it up. And then, you know, Cole Radalyn, credit to him, like kept playing really well, but makes the one mistake and has to try to put some pressure on an 18, finds hazard. But this is just vintage Rick. Totally dialed in, hits three critical circle two birdie putts in the stretch, you know, hit some weird putts like Annie shape from like slightly obstructed. He's clearly been the second best player this year. I mean, I think this makes him the first player to get to multiple wins besides Gannon. Am I wrong about that? I'm pretty sure he is the first one to get to two wins. Of course, he won the first event of the season. He's second in the Pro Tour standings. He continues to be right there. And, you know, why he can't seem to get these done at a major, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But he's going to be good for multiple win seasons for the foreseeable future, I think. Nice to see Cole Radalyn playing well again. Silas Schultz was a fun story this week. Isaac Robinson, we got to talk about Isaac. I mean, for a while there, it looked like he was going to win this tournament. And then the putter went ice. He misses C1 putts at the 9th and 10th, and then has the brutal 3-putt at the 12th on the hill green. And that was all she wrote. Double bogey at the 12th, and it was over. I think this is the weakness in Isaac's game. He can lose the putt sometimes. Dill says scared of the baskets. Sean says prodigy baskets, still have it in for Isaac. I mean, he did have some tough spits, but I don't think you can really blame that today. I mean, he clearly just got yippy on the green. the Prodigy baskets are no good. And so people were talking about it in the chat earlier. Like, why in the world are we still having these Prodigy baskets on tour? I thought we were done with this. Like, is this like a European exception? Because it's like expensive for them to get new baskets or something? And Zerubbabel mentions at a Discraft event. Yeah. Hey, Discraft, can you please send some baskets? It's very dumb to have these bad baskets still in use at all. It should just not be allowed. Eagle still played pretty well. If you picked him, you got points. He finished 10th. And if you picked Gannon, like me, you got points as he finished 10th. Gannon Burr had his worst round of the year in round two. Where he ended up finishing, what, slightly under par, I think? He fought back to two down. After opening up five over through six. But the thing is, it's not that he just like was missing some shots and going OB, because like that was true, but he had a stretch where he just couldn't putt. I've never seen anything like it. He missed four circle one putts in the first six holes and had a three putt at the third. What? I've never seen anything like that. I wonder if he just like something got in his head early in that round, and then it just took him a while to snap out of it. Because then he played fine the rest of the way and didn't really have problems on the green. And, you know, played decently well. I mean, he was 7 under from 7 to 18. So, weird wind, weird temps. You know, weird gusts while he was putting, all that stuff. A lot of weirdness. Zerubbabel says he still averaged 10.58 for the tournament since round two is going to get dropped. Is that including the bad round? Or, yeah, okay. So he went 10.61 round one, 10.57 round three, and the 1,000 rated round is getting dropped. Can you imagine being a player where your 1,000 rated round gets dropped? That round from Gannon that we're all clowning on him for was 1,000 rated. How many people in the year have never shot a 1,000 rated round? My hand is raised. All right, folks, it's 9:02. That means it's Mexico, England time. I'm going to give you quick dogs. By the way, I didn't mention it off the top, but Josh is on his way back to Utah, so fully unavailable, and I'm sure hasn't watched much coverage, if at all. So, dogs, non-winning dogs. Got to go with Julia Forsch, who shoots a 7 down today to finish second and continues to be very impressive. I hope we see her over in the States a little bit. What's her plan? I'm taking her events. She's going to play Worlds. So I guess I don't know what's going to happen after that, because she's not registered for anything after Worlds. But maybe she'll stick around and play some of the playoff events. But it'll be awesome to have her at Worlds. MPO dog. I'm going to go Silas. I'm going to go Silas Schultz. It was fun to see him leading after round one. Obviously didn't play his best in round two. What did he shoot? A 4 down. And then bounces right back with a 9 under. A really nice 10.64 rated round. Finishes 4th. I mean, you wonder, geez, man, if he had just put together like a 6-7 under in round two, if things might have been a little different. I mean, in theory, he could have like played out of his mind and shot another 12 today and like gone to a playoff with Rick. But, you know, Ricky's laying up at the 18th, so like, I don't know. It probably wasn't to be, but if Silas can just put together a full tournament, he's totally capable of winning a tour event. I mean, he was right there this weekend. Reed says, isn't he near last in putting? Well, usually, yes. What were his stats this weekend? Let's take a quick look. Silas. It was okay. It was okay. 1.8 strokes gained putting. Wait a minute. It sometimes does this where it doesn't sort. 0.49 strokes gained putting on the weekend. He led the tournament tee to green. He went 88% C1, 11% C2. That's not bad. You got to do better than that in C2 if you want to win at this level. And he had 5 OBs. But yeah, 24% parked percentage for Silas. That is super high. Super high. Awesome. All right. Folks, great to chat with you. Back with you this week on the main show. Got a lot of stuff to get to. And we do have kind of a light week coming up here. We do have an MPO Elite Series still in Europe. The FPO getting ready for U.S. Women's in 2 weeks. We're going to be doing daily rapid reacts. It's going to be pretty wacky. I'm going to be in Spain during the tournament. So I don't exactly know what the situation is going to be for timing on that stuff. There may be some times when I can't make the show just because of like when rounds are going to be ending in the middle of the night in Spain, like 2 a.m. or something like that. So I think I'm probably going to be doing shows when I get up in the morning with Josh. So we'll keep you posted. That's still a week away. All right, folks, enjoy the game tonight. Congrats to Evelina on a tremendous win. She got the shout out from Rick in the interview. How sick was that? And then Ricky as well for his second win of the season. Second player in MPO to get to multiple wins here in 2026. Enjoy the World Cup, folks, and we'll talk to you this week on the main show. Good night.